Masechta Shviyas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. The last perek in the Masechta discusses Shmitas Ksafim, the cancellation of loans, any loans that were outstanding when the Shemitah year came. So at the end of the Shemitah year, on the last day, at the end of the last day of the Shemitah year, it would nullify all loans. They would not need to be repaid anymore. So the Mishnah are going to discuss what type of debts are canceled through Shemitah. Mishnah Aleph. Shviyas Mishametas Esamilva. The Shemitah cancels out all loans. Bishtar. Vishalei Bishtar. Whether or not the loan is a milva bishtar, a loan that's written in a document, or whether it's shalei bishtar, it's just verbal, there's no document. When it's written in a document, it has a lien on a shibud karka, a lien on the land properties of the borrower. But even still, regardless, at the time of the Shemitah year, all the loans are cancelled, even if it's a milva bishtar. Hakafas hachanus. If someone has credit at a store, he buys food from the grocery store on credit. Ein mishametes. This does not get canceled by the Shemitah. V'im asa milva. But however, if he makes it, he converts it into a loan type of debt, then harezu mishametes. Then it would become canceled by the Shemitah. And this would be that if the store owner tallies up all of his credit, how much he owes, and he sends him the bill, and he's expecting to get paid, and then he extends the length longer of how long until the debt needs to be paid, so that's converting it into a loan. And at that point in time, if they run through a Shemitah year, it will become Meshamet, it will be canceled. Rabbi Yehuda says, Harishin Rishin Meshamet. Every new item that he purchases from the store will then cause the last one to be considered like a loan that's going to be Meshamet, it will be canceled by Shemitah, because he's somewhat expected to pay for his previous purchase before he makes a new purchase. And at that time, if he doesn't pay for it when it's expected to be paid for, so then it's considered extending now a loan, as if the store owner is allowing him to, as if, borrow the money and not repay it for some length of time. So then it'll be Meshamet, be canceled on the Shemitah year. Schar Sacher, the wages of a hired worker, ain't a Meshamet, they're not canceled by Shemitah. V'masai Milva, but if he makes them into a Milva, into a loan, that he tallies up how much is owed to the worker tallies up how much the boss owes him, sends him the bill, and then extends how long the person has to pay it, then Harezim Meshamet will be canceled by Shemitah. Rabbi Yasi says there are different defining rules for this halacha. Kol malacha shepesek es b'shviyas meshamet. Any work that has to stop during Shemitah, such as all the agricultural works like plowing and planting, all those things that are not allowed to be done on Shemitah, work like that that he was hired for before the Shemitah year, that he has to stop when Shemitah comes, then b'shviyas meshametes, those debts are going to be canceled by Shemitah because it's expected to be paid up for at this time, and not being paid is extending now a loan, and it will be canceled by Shemitah. V'she'ena pesekes b'shviyas, but work that does not stop on the Shemitah year, that he can continue working, so then it's considered just like a credit that hasn't been paid yet. So then, eina mishametes, it's not going to be canceled by the Shemitah. Mishnah Beis lists other types of debts that are or are not canceled by Shemitah. The first one requires a little bit of background. It's a group of people purchased an animal to have meat for Rosh Hashanah meals, and they purchased it together. One person laid out the money, and the other people owe him to repay him this money. So regarding the date of Rosh Hashanah, it's a little bit complicated. Rosh Hashanah is on the first of the month of Tishrei. The months, sometimes there are 29-day months, sometimes 30-day months. And this is because the lunar calendar, it's a 29.5-day per month cycle. And in order to that half a day, so they sometimes add an extra day and make a 30-day month, sometimes 29. Nowadays it's set, but it used to be decided monthly by Beis Din when two Eidim would come in and testify on seeing the new moon. They would establish what the date of the month would be, and they may or may not add a day to the month of Elul preceding Rosh Hashanah. So Elul might have been 29 days followed by Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, or El could be 30 days, and then Rosh Hashanah would be pushed off another day. People would not know about this. Unlike other Yomim Tovim like Pesach or Sukkot that followed in the middle of the month, and there's time for people to find out when Beis Din established the beginning of the month, Rosh Hashanah on the first, nobody would know about this. So the practice was always to practice Rosh Hashanah 30 days after the beginning of El. And then, if they heard that an extra day was added to the month of Elul, then they would practice the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, because they had found out that the first day was really an added day in the month, the previous month of Elul, and not the first of Tishrei. So in this case, the Mishnah discusses when they joined together to purchase an animal, and some of them, one laid out the money, and all the rest of them have a debt now to this fellow. And this Rosh Hashanah may have been the last day of the previous year or the first day of the next year. And it's the Rosh Hashanah following the Shemitah year. And debts are canceled on the last day of the Shemitah year. So the Mishnah starts, Hashechid Asapara V'chilka Rosh Hashanah. Someone who slaughters an animal and he divides it amongst his friends, a group of people, to partake in eating it on Rosh Hashanah, and they owe him the money to reimburse him for the portion of the animal that they took. Im haya hachaydish mu'ubar, if the month of El gets extended, and then it comes out that that day of Rosh Hashanah that they were practicing was really not the first of Tishrei, it was really the 30th day of El, the last day of this previous Shemitah year, so then Mishamit, the debts that they had from this animal, is going to be cancelled by the completion of the Shemitah year. V'imlav ein mishamet. But if El is not extended, and this is the first month of Tishrei of the next year, so then it's not going to be mishamet because it was debt that it was accrued after the Shemitah year was over. That's the first case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes to other cases. Ha'einus v'amafate. These are fines that needs to be paid by an einus and mafata, someone who either forcefully or convinces a young girl to live with him, a nara, between 12 and 12 and a half. So the Torah says that he has a fine that he has to pay of 50 shkalim. V'hamaitzi shemra, or someone who slanders his wife, he claims that that she was unfaithful between erusin and nisuin. So, and then he's found to be lying. He also has a fine to pay. The Torah says he has to pay 100 shkalim. So these fines of 50 or 100 shkalim that the Torah obligates him to pay. V'chol ma'isa bezdin, or any other ma'isa bezdin, a court order that bezdin is mechayev him, obligates him to pay any money. So these things, ain't a mishamtim, they're not going to be canceled by Shemitah. Anything that the court isn't going to enforce him to pay, so we see that it's as if it's paid already because the court's going to enforce it, and that is not going to be canceled by Shemitah. The Mishnah has two other cases. Hamalva alamashkin, someone lends with a collateral. So the lender is holding on to collateral of the borrower. V'hamaiser shtarais of the bezdin. Or amalva, a lender who gives the documents that he has for the loans, he gives them over to the bezdin, to the court, to allow the court to collect for him. In these two cases, einan mishamatim, canceled by Shemitah. The Rav brings a pasuk for this, that they're excluded from the halacha of Shemitah's Kesafim, and the loans will not be canceled.